Hot Country 103.5. I'm Melody Rose. On the good stuff this week, there were a lot of stories that were from right here in the Maritimes. And they served as a reminder that every person that you see, every person that you interact with, they have their own story. And when you interact with them, you become a part of their story, for better or for worse. And sometimes it's in a really tiny, inconsequential way, and sometimes it's in a way that changes their lives. And that's what happened for Nicole and Devin from Cape Breton when a stranger's act of kindness served as an unexpected twist to their story.
This is before, like a few couple of days before we became ambassadors for the port. So we were standing down there like we usually do. We always go down. Devin loves watching the gangways. He loves watching the people coming off, you know, and he, socialization is a huge part for him and always has been.
Devin was born with cerebral palsy. And so when you're saying socialization is important, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah. So he's nonverbal. He's confined to a wheelchair, so he can't physically do anything like on his own. So anything being the ambassador for the Port of Sydney now, so I have him doing the city maps for the cruise ship passengers.
He can't
physically do it himself, but I can still take the paper, put it in his hand, and then pass it to the passengers, right? And,
that's inclusion. That's you know, those accommodations. That's so important, right?
It is, and it always has been. And the socialization has been a huge part for me to have for him because he can't do anything else. So doing something that he loves to go see anyways, he's down there like most times twice a day because we'll go down in the mornings and then we go down in the evenings and watch them leave. He waves to the passengers, you know. We have connections, like a special connection with some of the ships now.
And that's why you guys became ambassadors then for the Port of Sydney, because he's there and he loves it so much. And he's like a mainstay.
I said to him, I said, Devin, we really have no life, but you know what? It's a part of him. It's a part of his. It's a part of his socialization, right?
Yeah.
So this day when this group come off of the Majestic Princess, they come over. They're walking by. They were staying on the boardwalk, and said, "Oh, sweet! Like you took him down to see the ship." I said, "I always do. Is what we do is our thing. Like he loves the ships. I love the ships. He, you know, we just it's our thing." And they said, "Oh, that's so sweet." That was basically the end of that conversation. They went on their merry way.
So and then it's not until later that day when the cruise ship's going to be taken off and you're there again, of course, like you do every day, and you're waving to everybody, and this man's trying to get your attention.
And he says, "If I pay for a cruise for you and your son, will you take him?"
Oh, my gosh.
I gave him the phone number along with everybody else on the ship got the phone number that day because you're going to holler
you're
up.
You're yelling
right?
it up. So, you're yelling it up.
So they all got my phone number that day.
You're going to get a lot of spam calls, but yes. So you came home and you had a call from the cruise ship asking,
"Did one of the passengers reach out to you from the cruise ship?" She was beyond excited at this point already. And she said, "I want to give you and Devin a t-shirt and a sweater each for your trip."
So this was real. He obviously told everybody he was doing this. So he left you a message.
It took me a couple hours before I get the nerve to call back because I was just like, what is happening?
Of course.
Right?
And you're also like, how do I accept this? This is amazing and I want this, but how do I, holy cow, I can't even imagine, Nicole.
It's not like a $20 McDonald's gift card, okay?
No, this is a flipping cruise. So you're going on a cruise a week today.
We're on the Enchanted Princess, which doesn't come to Sydney, but it was in Halifax yesterday. I just got a picture of it because I just happened to see it there when we were at this grocery store.
Yeah. But this is even better in a lot of ways because you get to fly to New York, right? Think about the experience for Devin getting to do that. You probably never thought you were going to fly to New York and then take off on a cruise.
Know, so I've never been to the States in my life.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a first time thing. There's so many emotions. Like, you know, you're excited about it, but you're nervous. You know, I've cried over this whole big generosity thing, because who does that, right? And right. I keep saying to myself, like, they don't know our story. They don't know, like, I'm a single parent. They don't know what I've gone through with Devin. And I don't know their story, but why they chose us to do such an incredible gesture is beyond me. But well, I'm excited, but it's a lot.
Nicole, I feel like earlier, like at the very beginning of all this, you had said, you know, you made a joke to Devin, like, we really have no life. But I think that that's so not true, because you every single day get to interact with all walks of life, all different kinds of people. And then, you know, not only, you know, are you carrying on in that way, but you obviously, it's so hard for us to know the impact that we have on other people. And clearly, you both have such a huge impact on the ships that are coming in, on the people on those boats. And this event just shows. I mean, in terms of, you know, feeling like Devin is limited, and of course in the ways that he is, and you would know that more than anybody because you've been the one there and helping him through all of it, but he has made a bigger impact on people than so many of us ever get a chance to make, and this just shows it.
And it's true, and I know that. Yeah, we don't have a life, but yes, we do have a life because I keep him busy, you know, and he's only got me. He has his brother at home.
You've given him a beautiful life, Nicole.
And that's what I try to do, because people will stop me all the time and they say, like, you never know where you're going to see you at, because we see you everywhere. And I'm like, that's me. Like, I do that with Devin, right? Things can happen and change so quickly. And that's one thing that this gentleman said to me on the phone. He's like, life can change so quickly. And that's why we want to do this cruise.
Yeah.
Everybody has a story. Everybody has their own thing. And my story is Devin, you know, the surgeries he's gone through, the scares that he's gone through, and not him, but me.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible to see such kindness. Like, I mean, nobody knows your story. And
this twist to the story that nobody saw coming. And I'm so excited to hear about how the cruise was. I can't wait to hear about this next chapter in your story. So I hope it's okay. I'm going to be, you know, keeping track on Facebook and then reaching out after the cruise is done. I want to hear all about it. And everybody wants to hear all about it.
Yes, for sure. And I'll definitely be posting lots of pictures. So feel free to share anything on social media at all that you have there. So
thanks, Nicole. Bon voyage to you and Devin.
Thank you so much.